sipping tea in a bar by the roadside.
Just relax, just relax.
Don't you let those other boys fool you. Gotta love that afro hairdo. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright. The more you stay the same, the more seem to change. Don't you think it's strange?
Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down. Stop wearing faded jeans. I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your head down.
You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. Was more than I could take. Pity for pity's sake. Some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to.
Girl, put your records.
Wow.
That was a track.
That was a track. Good morning, everyone. This is Sticky and...
Zook.
And we are coming to you live from 91.5 WMFO.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I just gotta switch. No, go back to the other one. That's
all right. Me. Yeah, I'm actually here. Anyways, this is Sticky and
Zook,
and we are coming to you live because you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you guys are excited for the next 55 minutes as we explore England. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
England is a country?
Yes, it is.
For those who don't know, there's also the United Kingdom, which is not a country, but is something similar.
It's an amalgamation of countries.
Yeah.
It's like a block.
Yeah.
You know, like the Eastern Bloc.
Here's a question for you. What's the difference between Britain and England? And, sorry, Britain and the UK?
Are you asking me or the... Because I have no idea.
The listeners... are not going to call in, let's be honest.
Oh, really? Well, they can call in if they want it. 855-915-WMFO or in numbers 855-915-9636. Anyways.
Awesome. Well, that's I'm glad they can.
They can if they want. But no, I have no idea. Please enlighten me.
It's a good question. It really is. Britain is the island.
Yes.
Composed of.
Sans of Guernsey and Jersey.
Sans
the colony.
Northern Ireland.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's like Scotland, England, and Wales is Britain.
Okay, yeah.
And then Ireland's...
Type B.
Ireland and Northern Ireland are separate.
Mm-hmm.
The UK would include Northern Ireland.
Gotcha.
So that's a really fun, exhilarating fact for y'all.
That... shocked me when I first heard it.
You should have
seen
his
face. And that was the first
time
I heard it. My mouth is open right now. It's a gape.
Darn, you got an agape mouth, RN?
RN, ASF.
I wouldn't tell anybody that, but...
So what's... Oh, yeah, excuse me. We are only doing songs that are British or from British artists. So you're going to be hearing...
what songs are... Sorry.
Songs that have been played on the BBC 4.
Those are plenty of American songs played there. Just saying.
I know, but also songs
that are
British.
Listen to the BBC 4?
Wait. You can have a British song that's not from a British artist.
Do tell. I'm willing to be convinced, but...
I think someone who lives in Britain for their entire life, but, say, identifies as a different nationality, right? That would be someone.
Do we know any of those people? Do we know any of those artists?
I'm going to find one for you. No, someone who, like, you know, someone whose identity is more based off their immigrant culture rather than the British culture, you know? Because I feel like Adele is British.
Adele's British through and through.
That's what I'm saying. So that would be a British artist with a British song. But there's, you know, I'm sure there's a few Moroccan artists with... British songs.
I refuse to believe it.
Well, I'm going to search up Moroccan artists with British songs, and we'll see what's
Stick
up.
Stick will be back.
I will be back. I will be back. Oh, low key. No, that doesn't make any sense.
No, you're right. That's a terrible idea.
No, yeah.
So, we're going to play another track. I will speak with Stick about what he's going to say, and also maybe some other things off the air. And up next, we have a wonderful track by a girl named Adele.
Bye-bye, everyone.
My little love, I see your eyes wide and like an ocean. When you look at me, so full of my emotions, I'm finding it hard to be here.
Sin City. I know you feel lost, it's my fault completely. Don't recognize myself in the coldness of the daylight. So I ain't surprised you can read through all of my lies. I feel so bad to be here when I'm so guilty. I'm so far gone and you're the only one who can save me.
Why do you feel like that?
You don't like me.
You know, Mummy doesn't like anyone else like I like you, right?
I'm holding on. Mama's got a lot to learn.
It's heavy.
I'm holding on.
Catch me.
Mama's got a lot.
Mummy's been having a lot of big feelings recently.
Like how?
Just like... Oh. Hang on, my fingers are trapped. Like, I feel a bit confused.
Why?
I don't know. And I feel like I don't really know what I'm doing.
Oh.
Mm.
At all?
At all?
And that will make me go crazy.
When you lay on me, can you hear the way my heart breaks? I wanted you to have everything I never had. I'm so sorry if what I've done makes you feel sad.
I love your dad because he gave you to me. You're half me and you're half daddy.
I'm holding on. Mama's got a lot to learn.
It's heavy.
I'm holding on.
Catch me.
Mama's got a lot to learn.
Teach
today. I feel very paranoid. I feel very stressed. I have a hangover, which never helps, but I feel like today is the first day since I left him not feel lonely. And I never feel lonely. I love being on my own. I always prefer being on my own and being with people. And I feel like maybe I've been like overcompensating and being out and stuff like that to keep my mind off of it. And I feel like today I'm home and I want to be at home. I just want to watch TV and curl up in a ball and be in my sweats and stuff like that. I just feel really lonely. I feel a bit frightened that I might feel like this a lot.
This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't faking it like I did, babe. Took so long, used to call it quits. Forget that, but I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate juice and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. And sure, I loved you anyway. Go ahead, babe, I'ma live my life, yeah. Deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone. Yeah, you took all you could get, but you ain't getting this line no more. Cause now I'm living so legit. Even though you broke my heart in two, baby, but I snap right back, I'm so brand new, baby.
I'm so brand new.
Wow, I mean that was something. I'd call it something for sure. Really?
Excuse my yawn. It's Monday morning.
Ouch, that hurts. Wow.
Stick was yawning, so
I was yapping, and no one heard me yap, and that's the saddest part about this.
Hey, and you know what? That's on me. I blame myself entirely.
I blame you entirely too. How did you know?
My fault. All right. So what they don't tell you about music is that it's going to make you feel things.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to make you happy and sad and all the other things.
Oh, my God, I'm tearing up. That was so beautiful.
I couldn't agree more.
Where did you find those words?
Your face?
Yeah, that's right. I've been mouthing every sentence that Toby says. And I'm doing it right now, but he's not doing it. Anyways,
Well, I'm not allowed to
speak.
You
just listened to Adele, and then consequently another song, and then...
Subsequently?
Next.
Consequently, you said.
Yeah.
Like a consequence of listening to Adele was that we listened to Little Mix. Shout out to my
Absolutely.
Ex.
Because Adele's songs are all about the ex, and so, you know, it was good to, you know, shout out the ex. The ex made Adele famous. So, consequently, I believe is a fitting word.
Maybe made you famous.
Your mom.
I know that's something we should be talking about.
Yes.
Why is it that, you know, so many female artists get so big off of their ex? And you know, why can't... This one right here.
I have a negative hypothesis and I have a positive hypothesis.
Give me both.
The positive
is...
And
I think your negative's right.
Okay.
Society hates women.
Essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, I guess. Don't snap that. Don't snap that.
No, it's somebody else in the room. It's all the other people who support us.
Yes.
Who yes. All the women who love us in the
who
room.
Support us. I'm 6 foot one, by the way. yeah, my I was thinking more along the lines of, it seems like maybe it's a common experience. It's a shared experience between many women. So when, not you, it's a common experience between many women. So they feel like they connect to a song deeper than just listening to it for enjoyment. And thus the streams go up, baby. And that is how or why I think Taylor Swift may be so big. But then again, all the people I know who listen to Taylor Swift have never had significant others. So that's something to think about. But I listen to Taylor Swift sometimes. I'm 6 foot two, by the way. It's going off. Yeah, I'm growing. Yeah, anyways, that's the spiel with me. The spiel. Toby's going to take it over. He's going to tell you something very interesting. So ears in and distractions out.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. Steps that go beyond just getting good grades and staying out of trouble. Truth is, there's stuff you could be doing as early as 7th grade to start preparing. So if you're really serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org. And that's a 2 with a number. It spells out everything you need, starting with step 1, finding an adult who can help you. For the rest of the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. That's know as in I'm know, how as in what, 2 as in the number, digit 2, and go as in let's go. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. So, I don't know who that was.
That was thing, but crazy. Someone just took over your body and spoke in a perfect ad read voice. What?
I was impressed. Personally, we should do an ad read show.
That was because
I
was
have so much fun
that
reading
was
those.
So good. What? That's why you were like, let me take this one
like,
over.
Like
you were practicing that one. Yeah.
All of you 32 or 64 listeners or something like that.
64, that's low key.
It's 21. I don't know how to read these. But anywho, up next we have OG Ed Sheeran. Shout out to my friend. Oh, wait.
I can hear the truck in the background.
Up next we have OG Ed Sheeran.
All right, let's do it.
Shout out to my friend Sammy Burns. This is Sofa by Ed Sheeran off of his 2011 album Loose Change.
She's reinventing loving me when we're resembling cutlery on the sofa. It must have been about 5:01. Love my blue ripped jeans and my eyes are closed and I'm way too tired. Hoodie still smells at the beach bonfire on the sofa where we lay. I wanna stay inside all day and it's cold outside again. And we're both so high. We could fly to Berlin.
what we breed for. So we kick off the day with friends on T4. Two boiled and brew, two sugars ain't too sweet for you. On the sofa where we lay, I wanna stay inside all day. And it's cold outside again, and we're still so high. You could fly to Berlin, Tokyo, or Jamaica. You can go where you want, say the word and I'll take you. Would I rather stay on the sofa, on the sofa with you? And it feels like I'm flying. And it feels like to Berlin, Tokyo, or Jamaica. Through the streets of New York, that is where I would take ya. Paris, Rome to Rio, passing through Las Vegas. We can go where you want, say the word and I'll take off. But I'd rather stay on the sofa, on the sofa, on the sofa with you.
Morning rain as it soaks you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe, maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me, we see things I'll never see. You and I are gonna live forever. I said maybe. Yeah.
I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart then, but the queen has been overthrown. And I'm not sleeping now, the dark is too hard to beat. And I'm not keeping now the strength I need to push me. You show the lights that stop me, turn to a stone. You shine me when I'm alone, and so I tell myself that I'll be strong. Dreaming when they're gone, 'cause they're calling, calling, calling me home. Calling, calling, calling home. You show the lights that stop me, turn to a stone. You shine me when I'm alone. Voices I play within my head, touch my own skin and hope that I still breathe. And I think back to when my brother and my sister slept in an unloved place, the only time I feel safe. You show the lights that stop me, turn to a stone. You shine me when I'm alone, and so I tell myself that I'll be strong. Dreaming when they're gone, 'cause they're calling, calling, calling me home. Calling, calling, calling home. You show the lights that stop me, turn to a stone. You shine me when I'm
preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's crew, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that cup lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise.
Hand in hand, throw there, partner.
get up when I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
Show this has been so far.
Is this the right mic? Am I on? Check.
I don't know. Are you?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Nice.
Yeah, what a show it's been. My God. Just a quick something to end us off. I have a little poem that I wrote. A welcome for home is the madman, home from his dream, and the satyr home to make hay.
Was it satire that you meant to say?
Satire.
Like Y-R or I-R-E?
Y-R-E. Satire. Satire is I-R-E.
Oh, what's satire?
It's like a goat thing.
Like I sat on it?
No, satire is like a... It's like a Greek mythological creature.
Anyways,
it's half
guys,
goat, half human.
That was a poem. That was definitely one of the poems.
I cooked it up. Basically, the satire goes home to make hay. Make that money today, boys. Get the bag.
And girls.
What?
And
what?
Non-gender conforming folks.
I'm sorry, you're right. Human beings.
But I am 6'7". That is two measurements.
Oh, and what a line to end the show. What a line to end the show.
This is Sticky.
Und Zuck.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. We got to go a little early. Because we got class,
alas,
and we're
alas,
studious
alas.
Studentes.
That is my Latin name, actually.
Yeah.
Coupled by... I can't say that on air.
Okay, great. Anything else to add before we head
nope.
out, Stick?
Love you all. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you,
we
listeners.
We will see you next Monday at the same time.
Something's coming, but I don't know what. Look out the window, someone's looking up. Same face from the restaurant. La 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 la. I like
Os olhos fundos guarda tanta dor, a dor de todo esse mundo. Eu já lhe avisei que não vai dar, seu pranto não vai nada ajudar. Eu já convidei para dançar. É hora, já sei, de aproveitar. Lá fora, amor, uma rosa nasceu, todo mundo sambou, uma estrela caiu. Eu bem que mostrei sorrindo pela janela, oi, que lindo. E só Carolina não viu. Carolina, nos seus olhos tristes, guarda tanto amor, o amor que já não existe. Eu bem que avisei, vai acabar. De tudo lhe dei para aceitar. Mil versos cantei para agradar. Agora não sei como explicar. Lá fora, amor, uma rosa morreu, uma festa acabou, nosso barco partiu. Eu bem que mostrei a ela, o tempo passou na janela, e só Carolina não viu. Eu bem que mostrei, passou na janela, e só Carolina não viu.
We're gonna get a little sort of a session going here.
I'm rocking bumping tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
You never know what.